And when dawn again appeared, rosy-fingered, I called the men together.
Hear me, comrades, disheartened as you are. Friends, we don't know which is east and which is west, where the light-giving sun goes under the earth, nor where he rises. So let's discuss this quickly to see what choices we may have. I don't think we have any. Yesterday, I climbed a craggy hill, good vantage point, and saw that this isle is ringed by the endless sea. But deep in the interior, I saw half smoke rise over the forest.
Oh, Odysseus, our spirits fall with your words. Must we then suffer some new peril at the hands of another Antiphates or some stronger and more violent Cyclops?
Eurylochus, there's no help for it, nor any other way. Elpenor, fetch my helmet from the ship and two reeds of different lengths. Eurylochus, stand by me. We'll divide into two companies, one led by me, the other by my kinsman, noble Eurylochus. We'll draw lots to see who remains here and who goes to explore the island and discover what sort of men live here.
I've brought the helmet and the reeds, Odysseus.
Draw yours first, Eurylochus.
Now you.
The lot falls to Eurylochus.
Well, if it must be done, then let's go quickly about it.
So Eurylochus went on his way with 22 of the men.
Halt.
In a forest glade, they found a palace of polished stone in a large open space.
Look out! A wolf!
Mountain-bred wolves and lions roamed all about the palace.
Have your spears ready.
But the beasts didn't attack, as dogs are wont to fawn upon their lord arriving home from feasting with his friends, for they know he always brings them scraps. In such a way, the taloned wolves and lions fawned.
Listen. There's someone in there, weaving at a loom and singing. A woman or a goddess?
Come out!
Mistress, come out!
Come out!
Greetings, strangers, men of bronze. What brings armed warriors to my small island? Do you come in friendship? Or do you wander as pirates over the salt sea, risking your own lives and bringing evil to strangers?
Hail, O Queen. We come in peace. Whether you're a woman of earth or a goddess of Olympus, surely you will not deny men who come to you in their need.
Welcome to my halls, guests and friends. Come in. And when you have put away your thirst and hunger, you will tell me of your needs.
Aren't you coming in, Eurylochus?
No. Go in with the men, Polites. I have a bad feeling about this place. A sense of danger. Then I'll stay outside in case of trouble. You go.
So she led them in and offered them chairs and high seats. And she made them a rich drink of cheese and barley meal and yellow honey in Pramnian wine. But with the meal, she mingled powerful drugs to make them forget their land and homecoming.
Before we drink, we must offer a libation to the deathless gods of Olympus, who have led us here in safety after our perils and suffering on the sea. May the queen's welcome give her fame. And may it be a sign that Poseidon's anger against us is spent.
Drink again, for I have mixed the sweet wine with a special draught to ease your hearts. You brave warriors have suffered too long upon the sea away from your friends. You have grown coarse with fighting for glory on land and rough toil at sea. You've come to me like fierce boars of the wild. In the peaceful house of a gentle island, you need a fitter shape for the life of the hearth. Heroes in their armor serve best as swine in their pens.